Welcome to Safety Culture Excellence. This week's topic, who should implement behavior-based safety? My name is Sean Galloway, and I'm proud to be your host. Hello everyone, recording this while working in Anchorage, Alaska. For the topic this week, I'd like to share an article that I wrote that was published in the March 2014 edition of BIC Magazine. You can find this article in print form on the magazine's website, or you can access it in all of our other articles at proxsafety.com and click on the Insights tab. So without further delay, here we go. Who Should Implement Behavior-Based Safety? By Sean M. Galloway. Would you purchase a vehicle with the hood welded shut? Probably not, but this analogy precisely represents how organizations tend to invest in behavior-based safety, or BBS. When a company has determined it is ready for a behavioral approach to injury prevention, who should lead the implementations? External or internal consultants? As an expert in BBS, I believe organizations should look first at internal capabilities. After auditing and enhancing hundreds of existing BBS processes in every major industry, one unfortunate truth cannot be refuted. Organizations that do not attempt to internalize the expertise necessary for long-term BBS success in the beginning rarely do so later on. When the most important information to the process is largely externalized, a consultant must remain on call, which is not the healthiest way to lead a major improvement in any area of operations. The stickiest of culture changes are led from within. BBS has lasted as a tool to both enhance safety culture and address and understand what influences discretionary injury prevention behaviors for several decades. While it certainly isn't the most advanced safety excellence approach, there is a lot to it. However, it does not require one to become an amateur psychologist, sociologist, or behavioral scientist to be successful. Since the late 1990s, more than 1,000 individuals have been trained to become lean BBS internal consultants, and not all of them were previously advanced safety professionals. From elected union officials, plant managers, executives, and even information technology professionals, all have successfully led customized BBS approaches in their own organizations. What they all had in common was their ability to better understand the current culture and what people would and would not support. Therein lies the key to making BBS work for any company in any country. The approach must be made to fit the site, rather than the site being made to fit the approach. Certainly an external consultant can obtain keen insight into the culture, but within whom does it already exist? And how can they be involved to help ensure a cultural sticky, fit-for-purpose approach? External consultants can certainly add significant value and expertise. Having led hundreds of customized implementations personally, this expertise effectively prevented difficult-to-identify problems from becoming a reality. But how much expertise is enough? Several companies have been quite successful with a single trained and certified individual having only participated in the advanced workshop. Other organizations seeking to implement at many locations are taking what PROACT Safety calls a hybrid approach to BBS, in which resources, internal and external, are leveraged to gradually internalize the complete methodology in a just-enough and just-in-time format. Typically, individuals are selected and trained in the many approaches around BBS that yield profound knowledge in putting the theories to practice. These individuals become competent in how to assess the culture and determine the customized implementation path, as well as how to audit and continuously improve the process. Then they participate in the first implementation, step by step, returning to their own locations immediately afterward to put into practice what they've just learned. When purchasing a vehicle with the hood welded shut, one has to rely on a mechanic for any repair. The same rings true when a company does not have the ability to internally modify and improve its approach to safety improvement. Theoretically, any process that contributes to safety improvement and, over time, influences and changes the habit of the workforce also modifies the culture. If the culture is then modified, what worked in the beginning for BBS should be tweaked to fit the new reality. Otherwise, it will become an awkward an expensive fit to the culture and something we once did back in the day. Until next time, remember, in safety, prevention trumps reaction. For more information on safety culture excellence, or if you have a topic to suggest, please email us at podcast@proactsafety.com.